Sports Cora on the Die Hard vibe at Fenway this weekend. Sweep of the Astros by the Red Sox, and you could talk about that all morning long and all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. Why is it the Astros, Curtis, who always figure out that there may be some sign stealing going on when they're here visiting?
Well, I think they know the guy that used to work for them as manager of the Red Sox.
Okay, I was wondering about
that. It'd be kind of like Mangini being with the Jets.
I was wondering about that.
Best way to catch a criminal is with a criminal.
Right.
508 text. Why won't you guys admit that the better deadline move was not to mess up the chemistry of this team? I don't know that anybody's refusing to admit that. I mean,
I think better point, David had called earlier and I saw we never got to him, and he was saying, do you really think one person would be able to win them a World Series?
And if it's Joe Ryan, yes.
Right. Do you think Josh Beckett brought the Red Sox a World Series in 07? Absolutely.
I mean, maybe not so much Merrill Kelly or what. I just think that, listen, I think.
Do you win the World Series without Curt Schilling in 04?
Just saying.
I don't think Curt Schilling and Joe Ryan are on the same.
Well, but I'm saying, the point is that one person can't change the team. That's factually inaccurate.
No, I think that fans wanted something
right.
On Friday on Thursday, and they didn't get it, and so they were upset on Friday, and I understand that. If this team continues to win series
right.
against teams like the Astros
right.
in August,
right.
and they don't have the August collapse.
Right.
That they have had the last couple of years, then yes, I will say that Craig Breslow did the right thing by doing not so much.
Especially
if John of the Car, yes, Schilling was indeed traded to the Red Sox by the Arizona Diamondbacks on Thanksgiving in 2003.
Right.
Get an internet.
Unless, you know, especially if Bayo and Giolito can keep up what they're doing, then I think it's like, okay, you know, maybe it looks, at the end of the year, it looks better to then trade a guy like Jarren Duran. Maybe you get more for him. More teams are now in the market for him. So maybe you get a better pitcher than Joe Ryan. Because, I mean, like, I don't know much about Joe Ryan. He hasn't pitched much in the postseason. So who the hell knows what he would be anyways, right?
Yeah.
But if they...
I think the issue with, if you want to sit here this morning and say what Craig Breslow did was intentionally not to screw with the chemistry. That's okay to say that. But that Craig Breslow never told you, like, he had the opportunity on Friday to tell you that that's what he was
right.
doing. And he didn't say that.
He did quite the opposite.
He said that they were out there trying to make deals and nobody was willing to take what they were offering.
Said to him that Ken Rosenthal reported that their attempt to acquire Joe Ryan was feeble at best.
Yes.
And he said, and I quote, I strongly disagree with that.
Right.
So if he thought it wasn't going to help, well, then you disagree with Breslow.
Yeah, correct. So, but you have to acknowledge
right.
that this team, at times, when they want to go out and win these games, there's a bunch of gamers on that squad over there, Curtis. A bunch of dirt dogs.
Right, and they are legitimately right now in the hunt for first place in the AL East. So there's a chance that come the end of the season, they could win the division. And if they do that, I think then people probably, and if they do that, then that means Bayo and Giolito probably have continued on the pace that they're on.
Yeah.
And maybe he's like, well, see, I wasn't going to just give away everything whether it be a rental or maybe I feel like I get a better package similar to Santos in the offseason.
He can't say that, though, because when he was on this show, he said he even had everybody that they said was off limits, you know, on the table.
Right.
So he was trying to make something happen.
Yeah, maybe, I don't know, maybe they wanted more. Maybe Minnesota wanted more, and he wasn't
right, but
willing.
He thought it was a problem just like we did. He just failed at doing this job and getting the player here. He doesn't think that one player doesn't make a difference. He thinks the opposite.
No. I agree with that, but maybe he felt like what we were offering Minnesota, they wanted more than we were willing to give up. They didn't like the package that we were put together for them, and we weren't willing to do that. Maybe it was pot and pot, deep down, a little of a chemistry thing.
And last year, the Red Sox were 61-52. This year they're 62-51. So I know it feels different,
mm-hmm.
but the record at this point is almost identical. One game off.
All right. We're going to get to news coming up at 7:45. Hill Notes at 9:20 or thereabouts. And you have plenty of time to leave a voice note on any topic. Red Sox, Patriots, anything else on the Odyssey app. And if you have yet to download the Odyssey app, that is a place that you can listen to this show every single day at any time of the day or night. I met a guy yesterday, Courtney, little Odyssey app appreciation, who listens to the show every day, who went to high school and to college with you. Do you know who I might be talking about? Played football.
Oh, the Spinneys. His brother is Paul Spinney, but who was like closer to my age. He was a year younger. Mark Spinney.
Mark.
Yes.
Great guy.
Yeah, very, very nice.
And so hello and thank you. Listening on the Odyssey app. You can listen on the Odyssey app. You can find us on the iHeart app. We are all over the place, wherever you normally listen on apps or on podcasts.
The Spinneys is what I majored in at Boston College.
All right, Shine, let's get to They Said It.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They
don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
They Said It is brought to you by Ketch's Law, and they are honoring those who built this incredible city. So whether they drive or construct or care for others, please nominate them when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. What's up first this morning, Sean?
Well, Greg, we have a couple Red Sox cuts to start here. First, let's go in chronological order here. Roman Anthony hit his first career walk-off home run on Friday night.
It was beautiful.
It was awesome. And we can hear from Roman about the walk-off and about the fans as well.
It's amazing. It's fun. I want to do it again already. It's exciting. But, you know, credit to the fans. You know, every night, you know, they're so here. This place is just sold out every night. It makes it so fun to play in. And, you know, they're there the entire game, whether it's 12 innings, whatever it is. But it's awesome.
I'm sorry, I said home run. It was a walk-off single to hit. Center field. Yeah, my fault.
I went to Walk Bullet on Saturday morning and to fetch myself a coffee, and didn't I see Roman Anthony right there bright and early, 9 a.m. Saturday morning. He was at the Blue Bottle.
Oh, great place.
I don't go. That's too expensive.
Oh, I love it there.
Huh?
I love it there.
No, I'm not paying like $12 for a coffee. Like,
it's
get
not
out of
$12.
Here. But seemed to have a very nice young lady with him and enjoying his time in the seaport.
That's rude, what you just did right there.
What?
Well, because what? Who knows what's going on.
Maybe he was a friend of his sister's or something. I have absolutely no idea.
Maybe they were going to Tate and their friends.
Yeah. I have no idea.
Early morning.
Maybe it's his hitting instructor.
Oh, maybe.
All right, what's next?
A different kind of hitting. Let's go to...
Jeez.
What?
Nothing.
Well, the guy's a man about town, as he should be. He's the king of the city.
He is.
What's next?
What did Bullet make of him?
Bullet was trying to find a place to poop. Let's be honest.
Well,
that's really all. That's all he cares about.
Did you pick up after him?
I always do. Yeah.
All right.
Except when he has diarrhea.
Yeah. Bullet doesn't like anybody watching him, so we have to go like crawl into the bushes and stuff. Yeah. It's complicated.
Then you definitely don't pick it up.
No, I always do. Yeah. Always do. Always.
He's got a designated area where people don't walk by.
Always do.
Well, let's fast forward from Friday to Sunday as the Red Sox swept the Houston Astros. Lucas Giolito threw a gem yesterday and talked after the game about how this team is not upset about no deadline acquisitions. Here was Lucas Giolito.
No, not at all. You know, when team has a need or a want, then, you know, try your best to get that at the deadline. But at the same time, within this clubhouse, we have belief in each other. We have belief in ourselves. No matter like how the deadline ended up, that we know we're a very good baseball team. We can win a lot of games.
Okay. I mean, we asked Craig Breslow about this very thing on Friday, and he said he had been on teams where nothing gets done deadline time, and the team kind of collapses. I think that's happened here. We've heard Alex Cora publicly. We heard Rafael Devers a few years ago publicly demand that they do something at the deadline, and then nothing happens, and then this team kind of fell apart in August. But maybe these guys are different.
Yeah.
Maybe they are different.
Well, he's going to be potted at them being different, because usually when they fall apart in the second half of the season, a lot of it is kind of comes down to their pitching. So him and Bale are going to have a lot to do with them not having that second half collapse.
Yeah. All right, what's next?
Well, Greg, let's head over to football. Mike McDaniel, head coach of the Miami Dolphins. We actually talked about him a little bit earlier. Responded basically to the critiques of one Tyreek Hill on the offense. Here was Coach Mike McDaniel.
I thought it was genius reporting by Tyreek, seeing how we had a short yardage period that very day that you guys were in attendance for. And his suggestion was, I guess, congruent with Coach Stutesville. That's exactly how we repped the backs in that short yard period that very day. But we thought it was funny that he reported the news that wasn't news on that practice day in that short yardage period that you guys were all there too for.
All right.
So
he loves words like congruent.
Yeah. He is doing his best to try to manage that particular player, which
right.
I don't.
Well, I don't get. Did you hear what Tyreek Hill said? He was just like that. The kid, what's his name?
Devon Achane.
Devon Achane. He tells him, like, listen, you're not a between the tackles runner. So on third and short, maybe we put somebody else in who would be a little bit more specialized in that because you're more of an outside guy. And he was like, that's all I was really saying. I mean, yeah, I don't really.
I don't know what the odds are for the first coach fired, but I would bet on McDaniels.
Oh, he's got to be at the top of the list, Curtis.
I think so.
But don't you see that as being normal? Like, all right, why are we giving it to, like, for example, I don't know. It would be like, why are we giving the ball to James White on third and one when we have LeGarrette Blount?
Right, Pete Carroll just throws.
yeah, exactly. Why are we not giving it to Marshawn Lynch rather than throwing the football? And I think that's kind of what Tyreek Hill was saying about that short yardage period.
Which coach is higher on a daily basis, the Dolphins or ours?
Hey, listen, man.
Which would you?
He living life, man. I don't care what you say.
Yeah.
He don't care about nothing.
He doesn't.
All right, yeah, he don't care about.
He doesn't care
about nothing.
All right, what's next, Sean?
Well, Greg, Curtis's favorite moment of the weekend was Mary Kay Cabot, and she had a great line about Bill Belichick in her talking about working as a reporter. The first coach she ever covered was Bill Belichick.
With the Browns,
correct. Yeah. Here was Mary Kay Cabot.
Bill Belichick was the first Browns coach I ever covered. You see, if you start out with Bill Belichick, no one can rattle you after that. If Bill didn't like something I wrote, he'd call and yell at me. If you asked a dumb question, he'd call you out. Eventually, I had to learn to stand up to him. During one of those yelling matches, I told him, if you don't have the footballs to say that to the guys, then don't say it to me. Bam. But now, I totally understand why Bill gave me such a hard time. I was 28 at the time. And he just couldn't relate to a woman that old.
Oh, jeez. Shot fired.
Why?
From out of nowhere.
Like, yeah. What's the purpose of that?
There's like no reason.
Well, you sound bitter. You sound like a bitter. I don't know how old she is, but you just sound like a bitter lady, a bitter person. Like,
and if I could say, like, I don't know how he was when he was with the Browns early on in his career, but I felt like he dealt with me the same way he dealt with everybody else besides Wiggy.
I don't think she's saying necessarily as a female.
No, she did.
She did.
Well, she said that exact thing.
Right. But she's trying to make a joke.
If a man says that, we're sitting here crucifying him.
We are?
If a male reporter says that, we are sitting here crucifying.
She said, if you don't have the footballs to say that to a guy, then don't say it to a woman. And if, like, to me, Bill Belichick is tough and he's scary, and it was the most anxiety I've ever had in my life, but he made you want to be better, and that's how I took it. Like it made you feel like you needed to come better prepared every time you dealt with him, and every time I ended speaking with him I felt like it was such an accomplishment. And that could be a homer in me as well, like I'm a Bill Belichick fan, so I wanted him to like me.
Gets she gets away with it if it's an actual roast and, you know, maybe that. But, like, A, you're not a comedian. B, it's not a roast. And you sound like a bitter, just a bitter old lady who's like, oh, my God, I was too old.
Pretty good line. Like, it was pretty funny. Yeah.
I was like, I wasn't, if I was there, I would have been, like, cringeworthy. Like, serious?
Wait, of course I'm bitter. Yeah.
This is the only room in America that isn't laughing at that joke. Like, it's okay. We can mock Brady. He's had a million
But I didn't think it was like a joke.
Facelifts and like surgeries.
But that's one thing when it's warranted at a Brady
roast. If somebody's a douche to you and is treating you separately because you're a woman, and then now, wait, and you're in the Hall of Fame. This is your moment.
Yeah.
It's a great shot. God, it was awesome.
It's not your moment.
The delivery was perfect.
It's your moment. You should own the moment for yourself.
She
did.
She got the last laugh.
Not pull somebody down that is nowhere in sight. No one even brought him up. That's just, hey, listen, that just sound, if anybody else was to do that and that wasn't a woman, if that was a man, we'd be like, focus still, on you, bro.
I'm still stuck on your response would have been, cringeworthy.
Yeah, wasn't that funny?
That's
turning,
a joke.
Wiggy's turning into an updocker.
Huh.
Cringeworthy.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't that funny. I'm like, really?
All right. We are going to take that. That's it. That's they said it. Yes.
I'm like, I didn't even know who the hell she was.
She's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Shime, what is they said it?
I believe, Greg, we've summed it up. I want to say it's a back and forth on what they said this weekend or yesterday in the world of sports.
Is it quick? Is it a quick back and forth?
Oh, it is. You're right. It is a quick back and forth.
The news of Courtney is next.